Things you can do in 15 minutes. Walk the dog. Make a smoothie. Meditate. Now you can add creating a personalized retirement plan to that list. Schedule your complimentary 15-minute call with Heckman Financial Services today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184.
Keyword.
That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
We have seen some major turbulence in the financial world recently with the news of the failing banks and volatility, pension buyout offers, higher taxes down the road. So what steps have you taken to help navigate all this uncertainty? We're so glad you joined us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and he's helping us find those answers today. A couple key words we want you to remember today on our show. Toolbox, you can text that word. Here's the phone number, 800-454-1184. You can get a digital toolbox with all kinds of educational materials in that. Eric's book, Worry Less Wealth, he's the author of that book. You can also text the word VISIT if you want to set up an appointment to go in and see him. Maybe text the word TALK if you just want to do it over the phone. So lots of ways to get a hold of us. Also the website, wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, hello to you. So happy to be here with you today.
Hey, Luann. Yeah, it's been a little crazy with, you know, having the second largest bank failure. Now, when you look at the list of top bank failures, it was quite the long list in 08, 09. We're not quite there yet. You know, this was a very different one. So this one was more of a, you know, people started taking money out of the bank and then they had to take some losses and then that freaked out more people. And it was a good old run on the bank, just like, you know, back in It's a Wonderful Life, right?
Yeah, that's all I think about. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that's that. If you watch that just one clip from It's a Wonderful Life, it'll tell you it's probably the best explanation ever of the banking system the banks don't have your money and why the banks, you know, have that. And lots of times people say, oh, well, you know, why do these people have so much money in the bank? Well, if you're a business, you can't put $250,000 into, you know, every single bank if you've got, you know, $50 million in the cash in your company. That's just not going to happen. So
That was such an interesting thing that happened. And then what was it like just right there in your town? The reaction to people around?
Yeah, well, actually, I was doing my Rotary Club does a thing where we teach kids to fish, and so we bust them up to a lake up in the hills of. And one of the other dads there who's in scouts, we had a bunch of the scouts I helped bring up there to, you know, to help out. And he works for a startup and he's like, yeah, we don't know if we're gonna have payroll next week.
Oh.
Cause he's like, yeah, I might not get paid. Cause all of our money was, you know, in Silicon Valley Bank. Cause that was their niche was if somebody quote funds a startup and they give so much money to a startup, they don't really like back up a truck and dump the cash, right?
Right.
So that's not how it works. So they say, hey, we'll open up an account at Silicon Valley Bank. We'll put all your money in there and then you withdraw it as you need it. That's what, you know, a lot of those businesses were. So when people say, hey, you know, this is only the rich people and blah, blah, blah. No, this was a ton of startups that were very thinly funded, right? And, and if all their money went away, you would have seen mass turmoil in this whole valley. So it was very good that the government jumped in and, you know, and bailed it out, because if they hadn't, there would have been a massive, you know, just waves and waves of layoffs, shutdowns, bunch of a mess that people don't really fully appreciate. So
yeah,
it was one of those things where, it sucks. And hopefully the guys who run the bank don't profit, even though they have. So we'll see how that plays out.
But exactly.
But yeah, I mean, and so that's just, you know, one of those eye-opening times where you say, okay, where am I putting my money? And if you have over $250 in a bank, switch, you know, move some money into a different bank for sure. And, but there's a lot of great safe options out there now that, you know, that are available to people. And, you know, you just have to be paying attention. So if you've got a lot of cash in one bank, definitely you need to make sure it's protected.
Right. Okay. Very good. So I'm sure you're talking to people about what they need to be doing. Are people calling you a lot right now?
Well, I mean, we sent out a video message like at lunchtime on Monday that we can, when that happened, and, you know, telling people this is what happened. This is, you know, should you be concerned or not? And, you know, really just what I just said is, you know, if you got too much money in one bank, yeah, you should be concerned. You know, First Republic Bank was another bank that's been having to, they didn't get bailed out. They got, you know, quote, voluntarily had 11 banks put money in there. You know, it wasn't really voluntary.
Yeah.
I'm sure the Fed told them to do it. But, you know, and so for that, I actually had a client who had a bunch of money, it had just, you know, had it a CD there. It's not due till next year. And so he was very nervous because it was over the limit. But he also had other people on the account. So he actually wasn't over the limit. So, so again, it's one of those things where, you want to look at there and say, okay, well, should I be looking at insurance companies, you know, where they can't take as much risk, they can't lend out money, they don't do as much leverage as banks do. And right now they're paying about 1% on average higher than most banks. So, you know, there are some other options out there. You can obviously buy individual treasuries and hold them, short-term ones. So there's different options, but you know, again, it always goes back to having a plan. So, you know, if you want to get a lot more information, you want to get a lot more education, because I really think education is, you know, that's really the big key. And so we've put together a whole bunch of really short, like 10 to 15 page things that you can read on different topics. And we put them into a toolbox, and it's a digital toolbox. All you have to do is go to the website, download all these things, read what you want, when you want. It even has my book there and everything else. So, and also even if you want to set a time to talk, if you got questions, you got concerns, worries. So that's all there at the toolbox. So yeah, if you want to get a copy of that, all you have to do is text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or you can download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we just thank you for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He's president of Heckman Financial. In fact, he's been helping people have remarkable retirements for over 30 years now. So take him up on this. It's all complimentary. And text that word toolbox and you can get some great educational materials. All right. For people who are worried about volatility and being exposed to too much risk, Eric, tell us, what are some other options? You kind of touched on that. What are some other options for their retirement savings?
Well, I mean, if you're talking about retirement monies, you know, then you usually have a little bit longer timeline. I mean, one of the best tools out there are these accounts where they earn a rate based off of the S&P 500 or other stock market indexes. But your money's not at risk. So that what they do is they look at today and they look at a year from now, and the market either went up or it went down, right? And so if it went down, you don't make any money, you don't lose any money. So you just stay where you're at. So that's fine. You know, if it makes money, then they're going to pay you a rate based on that increase. And a lot of these companies now are paying double digit, you know, rates on that increase from 1 year to the next. And so you're just going to go, well, do I need that much invested if I have that much guaranteed? And so there are some great tools out there. Obviously, you have to look at how strong the company is, and you know, there's a lot of details and stuff. But no, there's some wonderful tools, because with the Fed rate increases, you know, we've seen things that we've never seen before. On the guaranteed side. I mean, even just, you know, boring old, you know, fixed annuities where they're like a CD, but instead they're sold by an insurance company. Mm-hmm. You know, the 2 and 3 year rates are in the mid 5% right now. So, I mean, that goes up and down depending on the markets and such. But, you know, I mean, we haven't seen over 5% in a long, long time. So
I know.
Probably not since I joined, you know, started the business over 30 years ago. So that's one of the wonderful things now, is there's so much better options out there. And so if you haven't looked for a while, that's when I think really people need to, you know, really kind of sit down and say, hey, maybe I should get like a second opinion on all this stuff and say, where am I putting my money today? Where should this money be going? I mean, for your short-term money, oh my gosh, if you're not using like an online bank where it should be getting at least probably 3.5% to 4% nowadays, if you still have that in the big banks earning, you know, 0.01 or something ridiculous, oh my gosh, you know, please move that.
Change it,
yeah. There's so much better things out there. So, you know, it's kind of an exciting time to be able to actually protect your money, even though things are kind of volatile and crazy, right? So again, this might be a great time to do this. I know it's tax time, so everybody's kind of focused on that. But, you know, if you take some time and really plan your finances right now, you can do a lot of good for yourself. So, you know, again, if you want to have that link to meet with us, but also just to get all that great information that we have built in the toolbox, a bunch of great reports about, you know, interest rates and stock market risk and women in finance and all sorts of good stuff there. Just again, text the word toolbox, again, toolbox to 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. Text word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we'll be right back with Eric Heckman and Wealth Creator Radio.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial, right here in the Silicon Valley area, helping retirees just like you have remarkable retirements. He's been doing this for the past 30 years, and he would love to guide you as well. Now, I want to bring this up. You know this, Eric. You've been doing this for so long. Women statistically outlive men by about 6 years. So a lot of wives are going to outlive their husbands in retirement, meaning a lot of them will, you know, be suddenly taking over their own finances, maybe for their first time ever. That can be confusing and very, very scary, right?
Oh, certainly. I mean, we've had to deal with it for a lot, several times a year, typically, that we have this happen. And I mean, at tax time, we had, you know, one person whose husband was, you know, on the beginning signs of dementia and stuff. And so she had to all of a sudden, you know, figure out where all their tax documents were. But we had another client where her husband had brain tumor type thing. And, you know, he was kind of coming back and he was getting healthier. But he always did the taxes, and we just helped her figure out how to, you know, file extension for her and told her, well, here, you know, he really wanted to still do it, but he couldn't always remember what day it was. His short-term memory was gone, so his long-term was still good, but how can you do taxes, you know, if you don't remember all those things, right? So, you know, and then we've had another client that literally her husband, if she needed money, her husband would bring some cash home from the ATM. She had never used an ATM.
Oh, dear.
I mean, this isn't 10 or 20 years ago. No, no. This was in the 2020s. Mm-hmm. She had never used an ATM. She didn't know how to check her bank balance other than calling the bank or walking into the bank. You know, she barely checked emails. Well, you can't even set up online access to see your bank balance on an app unless you have an email, right? Yeah, so we had to walk her through that. You know, luckily my team was able to help her, you know, set all that stuff up. But yeah, there's a lot of women who don't really know what necessarily is going on. Or sometimes there's also some husbands out there that have really complicated situations where they're doing a lot of trading and other stuff. And it's just not something that if somebody doesn't care about that stuff, they're never going to be able to implement that. And it's not sustainable in retirement if they're gone.
Let's start with some of the differences that you've noticed between how men and women approach retirement planning. Tell us what things men tend to be most concerned about.
Well, the guys, usually it's all about return, right? You know, how much can I earn? How, you know, points on the scoreboard, right? So how can I get the high score and put my initials on it, right? So that's really what they're kind of more focused on. And sometimes it works and sometimes it blows up fantastically. And so, yeah, if it works, it's great. If it doesn't, it's really ugly. And so, you know, that's the hard part is that's probably okay during accumulation. It just isn't very useful and isn't a very good thing to do when you're in distribution mode, not for at least all your money, because you got to make sure there's some always there.
So again, women statistically outlive men by 6 years. Eric, how does that fact come into play during retirement planning?
Well, a lot of times, you know, I'll talk with somebody, you know, and then maybe the husband who calls me up and we do that, you know, that 15, 30 minute phone call, find out what their situation is, and they want to go through the planning and they go, oh, my wife doesn't really care about this. well, if I don't care if that's correct or not, she needs to care, right? You need to care. I mean, you need to make sure, you know, what's going on and what's happening here. And, you know, it's kind of like
Well, I don't care. I just want to go on a vacation. Well, what if your vacation was to Antarctica and you wanted to go to the beach? I mean, you know, you do want to at least know what's going on in the general sense. And more importantly, for this exact fact, like what you said, is that that 6-year difference in age, you know, lifespan, if they're going to end up, you know, inheriting this money and running this portfolio that they've never done in their entire life, they need to at least know where things are. They need to at least know, you know, what the heck's going on, right?
Yeah.
And if they don't know that, I mean, it can be very, very tough and very challenging. And sadly, too, they could be very easily manipulated and taken advantage of, mm-hmm. because, you know, people will say, hey, oh, here, just put it all this money in here and I'll make this huge commission. And, you know, they're not going to go to a fiduciary based advisor. They're going to go to somebody who just sells them stuff. Usually the, you know, maybe it's the bank or, you know, the local broker or somebody, but somebody's going to talk to them about something and get them just to dump the money in. And then they're going to find out it's a really bad situation and it's the most expensive thing and probably not necessarily what they needed. So, you know, again, having that plan, you know, having that roadmap, if something happens and, you know, along life and life does happen, right? You're on a trip and maybe your car breaks down, maybe you, you know, have a flat tire, whatever. Same thing with life, right? If you lose a spouse, you're going to still go on living, but now what? And how, you know, how do you change that? Well, if you don't know what's going on, it's going to be really tough. So that's why having a plan is so critical. What we're here at Heckman Financial is really just to guide you down that path and say, here's how you can make sure your money's going to last for the rest of your life. Here's your income plan. So we know it's going to be good with and without each of you there. Because what happens is when one person dies, you lose that Social Security check, right? There's other things come into play. Then look at the, you know, the investments. Are they all at risk or are there some guaranteed stuff? Is there some steady income money and not just all market money? We also want to look at the taxes. How's the tax effects going to be now in the future? And also when you're single, you know, if all of a sudden you're widowed, guess what? The tax brackets all get cut in half, but you know, your tax is going to go up because you're in a higher bracket now. And then lastly, look at the healthcare issues. Who's going to take care of whom? And then legacy. Who's going to make sure that money goes to your, you know, your loved ones after you guys are both gone. So again, that's what we do here at Heckman Financial. We create that blueprint to worry less wealth so you can worry about having fun and enjoying life and not have to worry about your money. So if that's something you want to take advantage of and find out a little bit more, you know, set up a call for us just to find out what's going on in your situation. 800-454-1184. You can leave a message or text the word visit to 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And thank you so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, founder at Heckman Financial. He is a certified financial planner. They're right here in the Silicon Valley area, and he's been doing this for over 30 years. He has an awesome team. So, all right, let's talk about how you do work with couples to help ensure that their income is going to continue even if something does happen to one of them.
Yeah, so lots of times people say, hey, you know, I need whatever the number is, let's say $7,000 a month, and maybe between both Social Security checks, you're getting, you know, I don't know, say $5,000. So you just need to make up the extra two, right? Mm-hmm. Well, what that doesn't count is if somebody passes away, that Social Security check might get cut in half. And now all of a sudden you don't need $2,000, maybe you need $4,000 a month. And, you know, if that happens, how are you going to make sure that money's there? Is it going to be all based on stock market returns and ups and downs of the market and what, you know, Wall Street wants you to be in and have all that risk? Or is it going to be something that more like a pension, something where you have some money coming in, something that's going to be there, something that's going to be steady? You know, and that's what I find a lot of people don't have is, you know, the 401ks when they took over and squished out everybody else, you know, the Vanguards, the Fidelities and all these big brokerage firms of the world now run, you know, how we invest in our 401ks, and it's 100% market-based. But if you look at a pension company, you know, pension companies don't invest that way. They don't have 100% of their money in stocks and bonds. They have stuff that pays them good, steady income that's guaranteed. They've got different pots of money, and that's what everybody else needs, too, is they need to have those different pots of money. Mm-hmm. So that way, when you're retired, you got that money coming in, you've got some steady income, You got maybe some income that's guaranteed for life, that's a joint life payout. So that way, if one of you are gone, it doesn't matter. That check keeps coming in, doesn't drop in value or anything. There are some great new options, but people really need to educate themselves and find out what's out there. So that's something that if you wanted to take advantage of, look at those resources first at the toolbox. You know, check those out. If you want to set up a time after that, we can definitely talk and help you. But this is probably one of the most critical times, the biggest shifts we've had in the economy in a positive way.
Yes.
So you hear all the bad news. This is a positive. These are some great new options out there, some stuff I haven't seen ever before. So loving it because we have so many more options for our clients. So again, if you want to get that, you can either text the word toolbox or you can just leave a message. Both of them would be 800-454-1184. Again, that number is 800-454-1184. Or you can request it directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Still a lot more to come with Eric. We'll be right back with more of Wealth Creator Radio. Stick around.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial, but he's also an author. He wrote the book Worry Less Wealth. And really, it's everything that we talk about on our show. You know, he wanted to open your eyes to all things available so you can have a remarkable retirement. And so he helps us see any warning signs in our own planning before trouble begins. He teaches us to discover how we can worry less, and that's what the show's all about. You can get this book by calling 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Get that book complimentary. All right, so today we're talking about some of the unique challenges that women face in preparing for retirement. Eric, GoBankingRates.com has a huge list of financial challenges that women face in retirement. I wanted to get your reaction and have you give us these facts. Tell us what you think about them.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple. The gender pay gap, something that's getting, I think, a little bit better, but not something you can necessarily do about on your own case other than
You
know, apply for other jobs.
Yeah.
Lack of financial confidence is definitely a big one. A lot of times women just don't know what's going on, or they don't take charge of it, or don't want to learn about it, but they do worry about it. And so, you know, it's one of these things where you do have to definitely get some education about. Obviously, women live longer than men, so that's going to be a big factor, because they're going to be the ones that are going to be ultimately running the situation and making sure that money lasts. And often they're the caregivers, so they're going to take off time for either loved ones or take care of the spouse. And, you know, they may have spent a lot of money to help their spouse that's ill, and then what happens to them? Because if you spend $300,000 or $400,000 on your ill spouse, that's great, you're able to do that, but are you able to still stay retired, you know, after that? And then often what they also call a gray divorce, which has been a huge thing, you know, people in their 50s or 60s divorcing. And and that can be a huge cost item, because all of a sudden you have to start all over and get these things, you know, reset up. And, you know, especially with the housing markets going up higher and getting more expensive over time, you know, if you're trying to buy a new place and, you know, start over again, it can be really tough. And so I think women really need to be paying attention to this and not defer these responsibilities to somebody else, but make sure that they're taking care of themselves.
The Department of Labor says 58%. So we're talking, you know, almost 60% of long-term caregivers are female. And if someone is a caregiver, a female is a caregiver for a family member or a loved one, then you're probably having to cut back on your job, maybe less ability to save. I got to tell you, Eric, this very thing happened with my best friend. She just lost her husband, who aged 70. And so for a year, she was, they still paid her, thankfully, but she was caring for her husband, you know, and then they had some issues happen with the house. So, man, you know, she's worried now about how she's going to do. She's not ready to retire, but once, you know, she gets there, I think she's going to have to work for a long time. So, you know, tell us how someone can be in that position and kind of try to catch back up with their savings. How do you help people like that?
Yeah, no, it can be very, very tough. I mean, I had a situation with a client who was, she was in sales and both her parents were ill. And yeah, she took off several years and basically made almost nothing. Had to go into her own retirement funds to get by. And then when they passed away, half the money went to her brother, who'd never helped the parents at all. And, you know, and he'd had all his retirement savings intact and all this stuff, right? So it can be definitely tough. I mean, it's one of those things where you just have to start putting money away, right? You have to have a plan. You have to start, you know, funding as much as you can, figure out, okay, is there cheaper ways to live? Is there, you know, can you rent out a room in your house to somebody to make some extra money? You know, all sorts of things where you may have to come up with just to get back into, you know, into a safe spot that you know, that's going to be sustainable for retirement. And again, I think it's really a great time to reach out and get some resources and talk to somebody. So, you know, if you want to, again, get that toolbox, get some information there. And then if you wanted to reach out or if you have somebody in that situation, definitely have them get a hold of us and we can help them a lot. Again, you can either text the word toolbox or just call and request it at 800-454-1184. Again, that's toolbox, 800-454-1184, or request it directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And again, this toolbox is complimentary. So this is just a way to honestly transform your worries of retirement into confidence. So all you have to do is text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Just text that word toolbox, something that we want you to get free of charge. Thanks so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Today we're talking about retirement challenges for women. About 40% of women investors identify as beginners, Eric. So I think a lot of women do lack confidence in their financial knowledge. Tell us some steps they could consider to try to help boost their financial confidence. What would you tell them?
Well, obviously just learning, right? Anytime you're not confident on something, it's usually education-based. Mm. It's either experience or education, right? So if you know, the experience you'll get, sometimes good and sometimes bad.
Yeah.
But at least the education part you can take care of, and you know, that's something that you can do on your own. So yeah, just reading some different books out there. I mean, obviously, like you mentioned, I have a book, Worry Less Wealth. You know, those are some stuff that you can do. I wouldn't necessarily watch all the crazy shows about buy this stock, sell this stock and all that junk. That's more financial entertainment than it is, you know, real advice. But looking, you know, just learning about some of these things, but also just starting to know what's going on, you know your situation, know where you're headed. Again, it's one of these things where, you know, once you've figured it out, you know, it's pretty easy. I've been teaching my youngest son how to drive, and you know, it's always fun. I can't believe I've had to do this a third time now. But
I know, that's funny.
And you know, he got mad at me because one time I crossed myself before we started. He goes, "Oh, that's a little mean." And you know, but I just did it for fun to mess with him. But you know, it's one of these things that now you don't even think about driving, right? You almost don't. It's so automatic. And same thing here. If you know about the finances, you know that you're on a path, you know that you have a direction, then it's fine. But the scary part is when you don't know. So knowing that, getting that education, I think is critical.
Yeah, so true. I do agree with you. So the Department of Labor says that women age 65 or older are more likely than men to live below the poverty level. So Eric, these are startling statistics. What's your message for women preparing for retirement?
Got to take some charge, right? Got to know what's going on and, you know, really figure out, do you have a budget? How are you going to make sure that money lasts? How are you going to look at the risks, stock market volatility, inflation, taxes, healthcare costs? How are you going to generate income? I mean, it's one thing just to have that money sitting there, but how does, if it's just in a mutual fund, does it actually pay you anything? Does it come out? Is there, you know, dividends and interest coming out. You have to look at all these things of how to keep that standard living and how to make sure you're keeping up with inflation, keeping up with taxes and all that, all those fun issues that maybe you didn't want to deal with, right? So there are some great new options, but people really need to educate themselves and find out what's out there. So that's something that if you wanted to take advantage of, look at those resources first at the toolbox. You know, check those out. If you want to set up a time after that, we can definitely talk and help you. But yeah, this is probably one of the most critical times, the biggest shifts we've had in the economy in a positive way.
Yes.
So you hear all the bad news. This is a positive. These are some great new options out there, some stuff I haven't seen ever before. So loving it because we have so many more options for our clients. So again, if you want to get that, you can either text the word toolbox or you can just leave a message. Both of them would be 800-454-1184. Again, that number is 800-454-1184. Or you can request it directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Take advantage of the special offer from Eric and his team. Get some help with your retirement planning. We are not done yet. We'll be right back with more of Wealth Creator Radio.
Things you can do in 15 minutes. Walk the dog. Make a smoothie. Meditate. Now you can add creating a personalized retirement plan to that list. Schedule your complimentary 15-minute call with Heckman Financial Services today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184.
Keyword.
That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. We're so happy to have you along today. We're going to be asking Eric some questions right now. Eric, I know you get questions all the time when people find out what you do, who you are, what you do, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. So
they hit you up when you're trying, you know, you're out and about and then you're at a party or whatever and you're working, answering financial questions.
Yep. So, but that's fine. I like being able to help people. And, you know, if we can help cure incomeitis, you know, the fact that people don't have that income anymore, that's really what our goal is.
Okay. We're going to do it right here on our show right now. I call it the Wealth Creator Mailbag, and I'm going to pull out some questions for you. Okay. So here's this first one. This is from Tammy. And Tammy says, my husband has been laid off after 27 years of factory work. We had a good amount of money saved in our emergency fund, so we didn't really need to panic immediately. I think we're financially fine if he does retire, but I don't think it will be mentally the right choice for him right now. Who should we talk to?
Yeah, Tammy, that's a good question. Lots of times I wish I had done some psychology and counseling, actually, probably along with my finance degree at Santa Clara. But I end up doing a lot more of that. And the funniest one I probably ever heard from one of my clients was he said from the old cartoons, you know, I feel like Wile E. Coyote when he runs off the cliff and he's running in place,
in
but
air.
He's not following yet. Yeah.
Yes.
And that's what retirement first feels like, because you don't know what's going to happen. And literally just last week, I heard it again. I don't know how I had time to work. You know, people tell me this. They're like, I have no idea how I used to work and squeeze that work in with all the other stuff I do now. So it is kind of funny how that works out and stuff. I mean, obviously, the big thing is if you have an income plan, you know that the money's going to last, then you can go, okay, then now lifestyle wise, you know, what am I going to be doing? All those other kind of questions that I can't really answer for you. Those are a lot easier to focus on if you know the financial part's taken care of. And so I think really having that blueprint to worry less wealth, that's kind of the big thing there, is knowing that income and investment, tax, healthcare, legacy plan is all set. Then once you know that, hey, yeah, then you can say, okay, well, do we want to do it or not? Or do we want to, you know, maybe go do a job for fun? Right. I mean, I've got a client that every once in a while I'll see him at the Sharks games and stuff that, you know, he does the, he just became an usher just for a fun gig.
Ooh,
and,
yeah.
You know, and the nice thing for him is he can pick, you know, if they have a concert, they have whatever, you know, at the arena. If he's going on a trip that month, he just doesn't work as many shifts and stuff. So, it's more of a fun job, just, you know, very different than what he used to do. So, yeah, there's a lot of things you can do. But, yeah, I think it's just kind of getting the finance stuff done, then you can get down to the emotional part.
Yeah, I think that's so funny. Yeah, you probably should have taken a psychology class or two.
Yep.
All right, we are looking into our Wealth Creator Radio mailbag, and this is another question for you. I like this question because I think a lot of people need to know about this. This is from Bryce, Eric. He says, I inherited an IRA from my father a few months ago, but I have no idea what to do with it. Where do I start?
Yeah, now IRAs, inheriting retirement money, has gotten to be like minefield almost. The government has changed the rules big time in 2020. And you got to really be super careful. You know, if you don't do the right thing, you'll either cause a lot of taxation or you'll cause some tax penalties, and it's a wreck. So you definitely need to have good advice. You know, I do a lot of training with Ed Slot advisors, and we do a lot of high end kind of IRA and transfer stuff kind of planning. It's really kind of super geeky type stuff. But yeah, I mean, so really now when you inherit money from your parents or from anybody, basically, but if it's the next generation down, now the rule is you used to have the stretch IRA, which wasn't a yoga pose, but a stretch IRA was a way to stretch that money out over 30 to 40 years, typically. Now, 10 years. So, you know, if you inherit that money in 2023, that account has to be spent by 2033. And so, yeah, you've got 10 years. If that person was already in the required minimum distribution time frame, meaning they were now over 73 and over, then you have to also not only spend the account in 10 years, but you also have to take money out every year.
So it falls on you. The required minimum distributions falls on the inheritor.
Yep. Yep. And then also, I don't know any company yet who's, because this is a new law and the first one won't be until 2030, but I don't know how many companies are tracking the fact that, hey, this account has to be closed this year. And so I think it'll be interesting in 2030 to see, or probably 2031, when people are doing their taxes for 2030, how many people messed up and are they going to start getting penalties from the IRS because the account's still open and stuff. So, yeah, so you got to be super careful. Again, you know, that's where you want to get that education, that material. We've uploaded nice, quick 10, 15 page reports, really easy to read, about lots of different topics about, you know, women and money, layoff survival guides, Social Security, interest rates, market fluctuation, all that stuff. And even my book, Worry Less Wealth. So again, if you want to get that as part of the toolbox, just text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Yeah, we are giving you access to these materials. Great strategies all, of course, complimentary. So take advantage of that. And we just thank you for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, where he's trying to teach you how to create wealth in retirement. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and we are digging into our Wealth Creator mailbag today. Here's another question for you, Eric. This is from Andrew. Speaking of inheritance, is it wrong to not want to leave an inheritance for our kids? They seem to argue all the time over everything, even as adults. Nothing ever seems fair enough. Plus, we did pay for braces, college cars, and weddings. I feel like that should be enough.
Yeah, I totally agree, Andrew. It's up to you, really. So it's hard to take it all with you. So there's always going to be something left over. So you might want to figure out who's going to get what. You know, and one way to avoid those arguments is make sure things are identified. If there's any sentimental items, those are the ones I think that get the most arguments.
Right.
Actually, not the financial, which is crazy.
Uh-huh.
So if there's any paintings, tapestries, you know, whatever, quilts or, you know, pictures, you know, have people say who wants what now and then put that in your trust documents. And then for the rest, yeah, maybe you leave all the IRA money to a charity and that charity gets it tax-free because they're a charity.
Yeah.
And, you know, then you can maybe leave the house to the kids or something because it's really hard, again, to take that one with you. Yeah, or you can leave it all to charity. It's really up to you. But, you know, make sure they know ahead of time so that way, you know, people aren't starting to go after lawyers or other things, right? So
good.
You don't want to have that going on.
Yeah. Good advice. Good advice. All right. And I think this is probably the last question I'll have time for. This is from Denise. And she asks, what are some good resources to help me learn more about my options for Social Security?
Yeah, well, actually, on our toolbox, we actually have a great Social Security report. And I think the biggest problem with Social Security is people ask a question and then they get the answer, but they don't ask the right question and they didn't know it was the wrong question. So does that sound confusing enough, right?
Yeah.
So lots of times people compare, hey, if I take Social Security at, say, 67 versus 70, what age do I have to be to where it would have been smarter to take it at 70? Well, when did you retire is the misnomer there, because if you retired, say, at 65, well, I don't care about which Social Security check was higher. I care about whose assets have more money at age 80 or age 90. And lots of times when we run the numbers, you actually have more assets that you have still when you take the Social Security earlier. And that's because of what you have to do to take that Social Security later. You had to burn down other assets, right?
Yeah.
You had to spend other monies to get that Social Security check to be bigger. And lots of times also, if there's a spouse that didn't work as much, once the one spouse turns on their income, the other spouse gets half of that money, but not until they turn it on. And so there's a lot more going on there than it sounds. So, you know, that's one of those things where really what you have to do is the only way to truly analyze Social Security and get it right is to look at it inside the context of an actual income plan. If you just do it on its own, you'll never get the right answer. So it's not Social Security check versus Social Security check. It's this time in my Social Security check and this time in my Social Security check inside my income plan, which one does better? So, you know, again, if you want to have those tools and those great resources, including a Social Security report, just go to get the toolbox. So all you have to do is text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
We'll be right back with the rest of our show. This is Wealth Creator Radio.
Become a wealth creator today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. And today, as always, Eric is offering to help you create a retirement income strategy. That's what this show is all about, to help you have a remarkable retirement. We've come to a time in our show when Eric tells us a wealth success story, okay? It's always a really good lesson or maybe example to see how things have worked out for the best for retirees. So, Eric, give us a success story, please. We need it.
Yeah, exactly. No, well, this one, we'll just call him Joe and Sally, but he's working with NASA and things tied with that and stuff. And she was a teacher, and, you know, they were, you know, doing what they're supposed to do, save money and stuff and put kids through college and all that stuff. But they didn't have it, you know, they weren't somebody who had stock options, right? And you know, all the great stuff that, you know, you think of, oh, hey, I got, you know, this huge options and now I'm gonna go out and get my Mercedes or whatever, my Tesla, right? They never really had any of that stuff. So you know, they saved and put money away, but they still had a mortgage on their house and stuff after putting kids through college and all that. And when they were looking to retire, he was actually gonna still even work part-time, and especially with COVID, he was able to work, you know, obviously remotely all of a sudden. You know, they decided, hey, let's move to the foothills. So they moved out to the Sierra foothills, where it's, you know, less traffic, more nature,
and remote.
You know, well, they're probably getting a little snow this year, but not normally getting snow. And, you know, and so the nice thing there is he's still actually able to come into work if he needs to. He only does it every so often, but he's still working a little bit, but he's gonna retire, you know, finish that pretty soon. She was able to retire, get her pension going. But yeah, once they sold that house, of course, they were able to take that money, get rid of the mortgage, have plenty of extra money for the new house, paid cash for the new house, you know, did all the fixing up and all the new furniture, you know, all that fun
Goodness,
stuff. And,
yeah,
you know, really just by doing that, you know, they were able to be fine. And you know, we did a planning beforehand, did planning. You know, when they sold the house, we did some specialty things where we lowered their tax hit a lot. So, you know, because they did have a pretty large taxable gain. And so, yeah, there was a lot of stuff that we did to make sure that money's gonna last. A lot of it's protected. You know, now they don't really worry about money or income because they know they're gonna be fine. Once he stops working, we'll just start withdrawing some more money. But right now, all that money's just growing. So if you have that plan, if you have that income plan, that investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan, that's the blueprint to worry less wealth. once you have that, you know you're going to either be good or you know what you need to change, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at least you have that knowledge. But if you don't have that knowledge, it's really tough to retire and kind of pretty dang scary to retire without knowing that, right? So, you know, again, if you want to have a time to talk with us and go over that or look at any of the other resources that we've uploaded in our digital toolbox, go ahead and text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.